All right, World Wildlife on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. We greatly appreciate it. And this is, as usual, simulcast for the conference call. You just heard a ding. That means somebody calls in on the conference call phone line. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say name and location. If you want to. It's up to you. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Paradise, California. And we wait for Wynn and Terry, which are located in Sedona, Arizona, to show up here shortly. And we wait for more people to call in and more people to tune in over the internet. Again, thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. I'm sorry, who is this?
Janetta Victoria.
Victoria. Hello, Victoria.
It's Janetta Victoria. I'm sorry.
Say it again. What's your name?
Janetta Victoria.
Hi, Janetta. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, where are you located, Janetta?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. All right. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And I was just about to say, hi, it's Mike Diaz from Los Angeles. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good. Hey, thank you for being here. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice as well.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Melina from Hobbs, New Mexico.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Melina.
Melina, welcome to the call, Melina.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Mike, are you going to be at the Conscious Life Expo?
I will be there, yes. I just sent Wynn an email about that a couple weeks ago. I haven't heard back from him. Will he be there?
All right. I hope to meet you over there. I'm volunteering with Kimberly.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so good.
Yes, I'm so stoked about it, man.
Yeah, well, then I look forward to seeing you there, Heis.
All right.
Very cool. I know lots of cool things are going to be happening this year. 2018 is a really big year.
I believe so, too, man.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Maybe somebody else joined in. If so, feel free to say your name and location.
Lorenzo Hubble, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Lorenzo, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's John Munter in northern Minnesota.
Hello, John. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
It's raining up here, by the way, right now.
Oh, yeah? We've had some rain here in California, too, over the last couple of days.
Really unusual for us, and unusual for you to have such a huge downpour, I guess.
Yeah, that's where I used to live there. Near Santa Barbara. All right, then we have somebody here in from, I think, the Santa Barbara area. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Thank you. Barry is my name.
Hello, Barry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And this is Cecil, a C6 Sea Serpent from Soggy, Seattle.
All right. Hi, Cecil. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, and I welcome those that are listening in over the internet. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
It was an interesting call. When was it? Monday night, Dharmananda, right? With Ron Drucker.
Yeah, but his stuff is too expensive for me.
Is it? Yeah, okay. I haven't looked into that yet.
Yes, I got it.
But just listening to him, he is really lots of wisdom and knowledge.
Yeah. But it's like he wants to, if you do go on the auto ship, it's $99 for the first bottle and $149 each bottle after that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And then how long does that last, one bottle?
Well, you said the first one would last you a month, or the second one should last 3.5 months.
Oh,
uh-huh. I guess the first month you take 8 a day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
You need less after that, after the first bottle.
Yeah. I'm curious, what is this for?
For your immune system?
Uh-huh.
It's, the gentleman's name is Dr. Ron Drucker, and he is located in Florida. We had him on the show on Monday, like 2 days ago, and he's, you can just call him. He gives you his phone number. You can go online with him, and he gives you for free. He advises you what to do, but he also sells a product, so... That is a guess what it is about for him. We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi.
Everybody. Hello, Don. Welcome.
Nice.
And I heard a lady's voice.
And Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Kathy, Rockland, California.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. And I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right.
Here's the number. 641-715-3655.
That is the phone number for Ron Drucker. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. We welcome you.
Jim in Irvine.
Jim in Irvine. Welcome, Jim. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. You're welcome.
This is Regis Pacino.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy your name. What's your name?
My name is Regis Pacino.
Regis, welcome to the call. And more people joining in. Want to please say name and location?
Prudy in Michigan.
What? Hi, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
You're going to go take...
And more people have joined in. Welcome. If you want to please say name and location.
Judy, Arizona.
Is it Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Judy in Arizona. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else that wants to announce name and location? Of course, only if you want to. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Good evening to you, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Hi,
Terry. Hi. This is Regis again calling in. We had a bad connection.
All right. Welcome back, Regis.
Thank you.
And where are you located, Regis?
I'm in Los Angeles.
In L.A.? All right.
Right.
All right.
Anna.
Good evening, Camp.
Kent, Washington. Thank you.
Welcome to the call. All right. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona. We welcome you.
Thank you.
Hey, this doctor stuff is expensive.
All right, we had somebody else joining. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location. Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here. All right, and those that are listening in online through BBS, thank you so much for being here. And the next caller joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, my name's Susan. I'm in Canada.
Hi,
Toronto,
Susan.
Canada.
Alberta, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for doing it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, hi. You've been doing this for quite some time, haven't you?
I met Wynn online in 2009, so for a few years now.
Jeez, that's... Oh, man. I think I came along in 2012, I think it was.
All right.
Is Terry on yet?
Yep.
Terry's here.
Hi, Terry.
Alive and in. And we are live on the internet, and again, those that just joined in on BBS Radio, thank you so much for being here.
Oh.
If you have a question that you want to have answered by the sources, you make a chance by asking it per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Again, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And after this show, the 1 hour show, we will go over to the Whole Planet Healing episode every day, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. You can go to wholeplanethealing.com to get the information. And somebody else joined in on the phone over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Oh, my name is Sylvia Sutton. I live at Seattle, Washington.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
All right. But never too late. Yeah.
Since I've been here.
All right.
Did you submit a question for tonight?
No, I just want to listen to everybody.
Okay, great. Nice to have you. You attended our calls a while back, right?
What?
Well, it's nice to have you again.
Thank you.
How much your telomeres...
I don't remember my username.
In response to the...
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
I am just about to start. Okay.
Fantastic. I will turn off the dings.
Is Regis here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Regis. Hello, how are you?
Well, just the usual. That's a cryptic answer. That's a cryptic answer, isn't it? Okay.
It is, isn't it? Well, how are you?
Well, just the usual.
Okay, we have BBS fighting back at us. I'm going to...
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. And, guys, you want to start the recording?
Yes, here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is January 10th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday call where we're actually going to channel live. Terry is. I'm just going to ask questions. And I know we have some new people on the call tonight. Is that correct, guys?
Yes, several.
Yeah, several. So let me give just a quick introduction. This is one of those things that if you pay attention for a while, it creeps up on you. And we're talking to sources that many times historically have been recognized as exalted. And sometimes it was not their intent to be recognized. It was their intent to help. And they have rather unique ways of helping. And it's kind of the way they describe it, in my way of understanding it, is we live in a holographic universe. And on the earth plane, in this realm that we're in, there is a veil that keeps us contained. Now, it is possible to break through that veil. And some people do it all by themselves. And a lot more people do it because they connect with energies on the other side of the veil. Now, on the other side of the veil is, I suppose, what many people call the other side. But the other side makes it sound simple, and it's not simple. There's an entire universe of energies and intelligences on the other side of the veil. Some of them are positive. Some of them are negative. Some of them are demonic. So in the time that this first started for me in 2002, I knew what I just told you, and I had to go through at least a few years of checking these guys out to make sure I trusted them. And Terry, you're making background noise. Come on.
Okay.
And, you know, I happen to be a very, extremely independent person. I don't need to do this. I have a lot of talents. I've expressed myself as a singer-songwriter. I have more books to write. At this point now, I'm fairly confident in what I'm doing. But for years, I said this was an experiment. We had people coming into calls, and I was not willing to make claims about what was going on because I was still making sure. And anyone who's listening for the first time, this is not a call to give up your power on. It's not a call to blindly follow these disembodied voices that happen to be very wise. It's something to check out and see if it contributes to your understanding of life and your ability to live life in a more fulfilling, expansive way, and to discover what's at least in as much as you're capable of, and we're all limited in this discovery, what really is on the other side of the veil, what really is God and how to integrate those things in your life in a way that you are more enhanced and our universe is more enhanced and our planet is more enhanced. And the one thing I can tell you about our sources is that, well, let's just say on the human side, we all have an energy body. It's attached to our body. Some people call it a light body. Some people call it a soul. And we usually don't directly experience our energy body, even though we are our energy body. It's always there. And energy bodies are in a higher dimension than this one. Even though it's in the same physical location as you. And energy bodies follow, they grow. Every time you have a life, your energy body is potentially growing, expanding, learning more, okay? And your energy bodies are mutable, okay? And that means they can follow your intention. Energy bodies can temporarily combine with each other and create a group energy. Now, if any of you have ever been to a musical event where you felt a connection with everyone that was in the audience, or if you've been to a movie that was really touching, and you could feel everyone in the audience was moved and touched, and as you're walking out of the theater and you look at people, you can feel connection with them. And that is an example of what happens when energy bodies connect in this realm. And on these calls, many people who attend our calls after a period of time, and some people right away, feel that connection of energy bodies. Even though we can't even see our physical body, there's a connection that occurs on this call. And you can also have a connection with beings in other realms. And that could be positive or negative. The Elohim says they have the ability to add their energy to your energy. And they have two criteria. One is, because they honor free will, you have to ask. Now, you don't always have to know it's the Elohim. You could be praying, and they could feel that, and they could decide that they'll do it. And they add energy to your prayer. You could be, the other criteria for the Elohim, and I would say this is probably for our other group soul as well, is that they only add their energy to something when it's for the highest good of all concerned. So they have two criteria. One is that you ask, and two, that it's for the highest good of all concerned. And in the course of the time we have been doing these calls, I have seen miracles, multiple miracles happen. And many of these things have been witnessed by the people on the call. Now, they don't do everything we ask. And oftentimes, we don't know the ramifications of what we ask. In other words, for example, somebody might be going through an illness, and they are going to learn something very profound from going through that illness. And because you love them, you don't want them to have this illness. But in fact, it's in their highest good to have this illness. From their position, the Elohim position, they look at your life as a progression. They're outside of time, so they know you have many lifetimes. They can look and feel all your lifetimes, and it's their highest interest, at least I believe so, to have you evolve and connect at higher realms, not just to make your life more comfortable. And people on our call, we've had so many questions and answers about what happens when you die, how that works. And I would say, people that have been regulars on our call, that have listened to those discussions, have pretty much or greatly reduced their fear of death. I know that I have. And so if you take this as like you're listening tonight, well, let's see, what are they going to do? Are they going to knock my socks off? You might be disappointed, and then you might not. So it's an individual experience, and the best approach is to be neutral, listen to their answers, see if you can feel energy on the call, because as you become more sensitive, many people feel energy on this call. And they say they can project into this realm in a way that we can feel them. And there's been times when people have taken my picture, a photo, and I have all this pink light around me. And it could not have been something from the camera. I don't want to explain it, but it couldn't have been. And when I asked them, they said, that was us. They said their color is pink when they interface with this realm. So on that note, if we have a long call, I'd say, do any of you have questions? But I'm not going to do that right now because we have to close in 35 to 40 minutes, and we have more questions than we can handle. So let's get right to it. Gary, let's see. Are you unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay. And for people that are new to the call, you know, when Terry started channeling, I had asked him, was Terry ever anybody famous? They don't often answer that question. Even on this call, people say, tell me my past lives. And they do not want people to be preoccupied with their past lives, because your past lives are all present right now. All the energy of them, all the experience is present in your life body. And as you become more sensitive, you can tap. You may not tap into the memory of the life, and then you may, but you can tap into the talents, the abilities of the life. And oftentimes we have relationships with people that, in fact, probably most often, many of our relationships, this life, especially where you have a strong connection, which is can be either a good strong connection or a negative connection, is somebody you knew somewhere else. And when you meet them, you start moving right into the relationship that you had in your past life, usually. And so I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? They told me to look up St. Catherine of Siena, which I did. I never heard of her. And I read the story of this woman that would walk into a Catholic church in Siena, Italy, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And Terry happened to be the spitting image of St. Catherine. And I already knew that people look like their past lifetimes. Everyone looks like their past lifetimes because the DNA travels in your soul. And when the soul enters a new fetus, a developing fetus, it programs the fetus with the DNA of the past life. So we resemble our past life to some degree or another. It doesn't have to be perfect because there's other influences impacting the DNA, like your parents, like society, like astrology. But in Terry's case, she was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And if you've never seen that image, somewhere it's on the internet, you should look it up because it's like one of the things while I was going through my investigative phase. Is this real? Because for a period of time, it was like I was in a science fiction movie. And it was one of the many things that said, uh-oh, I think it's real. Actually, I wasn't sure I wanted it to be real because I said, it's too much responsibility. How am I going to be up for that? But here we are. We're doing it. Thank you all for checking us out. Keep an open mind and don't believe anything. Let it resonate. Let me start out by a question from Lucero. Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. And I think I forgot to tell people to name their city. But his question is,
we need to call in the light.
Oh, right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection between all of us present on the line who would desire to feel that connection. And we invite those sources, I should say, who would desire to feel that connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra Aun. We are a combination of a part of the Elohim group and a part of the Ra group. The Elohim, as the Elohim, we have never had bodies. The Ra group did have bodies and graduated from the physical universe. We combined together to provide a bigger footprint to cover more frequencies and to answer more questions for you. We're pleased to be of assistance where we can. We do not join our energies with yours unless the question is for the highest good or the solution is for the highest good. if we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it as it is not meant for you at this time. If someone has the same question as yours, it does not mean that your answer will be the same as theirs. Do you have questions?
This is from Lucero, and his question is, I don't have a city, but I think it's a general enough question. How can I connect with you?
Thank you. We are at a very high frequency, and so a connection is to focus yourself on a high, to tune in to us. When you tune in, sometimes you will experience the color of pink, as when we merge with the third density or the physical universe, we produce the color pink, light pink. But if you do not see pink, that does not mean that you're not connected. Don't try to force it. Simply ask and simply listen, as we do come in at the higher frequencies. If something does not resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is probably not, you may not be connected to us, and sometimes other entities come through and give answers. If you are not connected to us, they are not our answers. But just relax and enjoy this, and see what you can sense.
Thank you. And I would just add to it, keep coming, come to these calls for a few weeks. You know, we do an enormous amount of calls, and we do it for free. We don't charge. We have 3 calls a week, and then we have Whole Planet Healing. And their energy, their frequency, is on these calls. And by coming in, there's a good chance. You don't try to get it all in one dose. You'll start to sense it. Okay? Next question is from Kath. And Kath is in, let me just check here, I think, Rockland, California. And she asks, I'd like to ask, what's the main thing I need to do right now that best serves my purpose, my family, and the highest good? And Kath, I want you to know that when a question like that, usually they're going to answer it in a somewhat obtuse way, because they very rarely, if ever, tell somebody, this is what you're supposed to do. It's like they look at you as a free will person who is evolving and developing, and that ultimately each of us has to learn discernment and a little bit of wisdom to make choices. But that being said, let me turn it over to them and see how they answer you.
Thank you. You are a
and we are co-creators. We are co-creators if we work together on things. The answer lies within you, lies within what you came here to learn. You have various talents which you enjoy expressing. Those are clues to what will fulfill you. What is it that you feel would fulfill you? Would it be a craft, or would it be communication with others, a good, healthy communication and fulfilling relationship? It doesn't have to be some big, noble thing. It can be simple and fulfilling and enjoyable and helping other people. It can involve a craft or working in a craft and providing a outcome for people, a product for people, for others, that they, as well as you, can enjoy. When you go to bed at night, think of what it is during the day that you enjoyed the very most, that you remember with pleasure. Is there something along that line that you can do with others that will give you a fulfillment, a feeling of fulfillment, a feeling that you have gotten a little more towards your happiness, towards your goal, and eventually you can pull your purpose out of this to tell more about what is your purpose. It is a developing thing, not something that will arrive fully developed all at the same time. So be willing to take it step at a time and investigate it and move towards the occupation, the work, how you spend your time that will be more fulfilling to you. We hope that helps.
Thank you. Next question, Jim Blayhut in Medford, New Jersey, asked a few questions related to the Ra Law of One book, which was channeled by Carla Rucker. And I'm not going to, I don't think I have time to ask those questions, but a couple of them are kind of interesting in general. And just, they talked about Ra group, and this is not Ra, Amun-Ra in Egypt. Definitely not. But there was a woman named Carla Rucker that channeled the Ra group, or what identified itself as the Ra group, in the early 1980s, and resulted in 5 books, which are available on Amazon, and also for free download at llresearch.org. And the Ra group, as our sources indicated earlier, is a group soul that's made up of entities that graduated this realm, that got off the wheel of reincarnation and then operated in a higher dimension, attempting to help evolve our realm. And so in the series, The Law of One, Ra material, they explain many of the things they've done. And it's almost like science fiction. And it was one of the things that I studied quite a bit when I was studying David Wilcock, because Wilcock believed he was channeling the same Ra, which would have meant Edgar Cayce was channeling the same Ra, and I convinced myself that that was true, and that there really was a Ra group. I didn't approach it believing it. I had to prove it to myself, but I don't have time to go through all the things I did. But I do it in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It goes into the Ra group and into David Wilcock's channelings from the Ra group, which once my book came out, David didn't want to put his channelings out anymore publicly. And I'm not sure he was even channeling at that point, because he was going in another direction. Okay? But in any case, Jim's first question, as he was reading book 2 of what's referred to as the Ra material, where Ra, the group soul Ra, our harmony, however, has been a grievous source of naivety as regards to working with your planet. And so they're saying that they've made a lot of interventions here and that they were naive about how to help. And then Jim is asking, what is the nature of the disharmony on our planet? And then he wants to know, the use of the word grievous. Please provide examples of naive past efforts by Ra towards our planetary population having unintended outcomes. Now, I can tell you, if you read the Ra material, they talk about an intervention in 10,000 BC where they were trying to help our planet, and they were connecting with an early lifetime of Edgar Cayce. And they actually manifested light bodies that people could see from a higher dimension. And they were doing miracles of healing. And they built the pyramids. And after the early lifetime of Edgar Cayce left this realm, the priests of that period, I mean, this was a big event. I mean, there was a population watching these guys do the rock group, do all these things and do all these healings. And the priests of the period took the teachings of the rock group, and they, this was in the raw material, and they attempted to use it to have power over people instead of for the upliftment of humanity. So that means that there in Egypt, there was a god form that was recognized as Amun-Ra. Amun-Ra, who most people, that's who they think of when they hear the word Ra. But Amun-Ra was a formulation of the priesthood attempting to use the Ra word, who people were in awe of because they observed the miracles. So that was obviously one of the areas of naivety. And they said that, you know, they were not planning on manifesting bodies that people could see anymore in this realm. So let me turn it over to our sources. So the first question is, what's the nature of the disharmony of our planet?
Thank you. The nature of the disharmony is an individual thing. With the individuals on your planet, any of them that have built into their subconscious mind memories, difficult memories, and they are unable to dispense with life patterns, and they have a difficulty staying in the present time and seeing things as they really are without distorting their look of things to be in line with things that have happened in their past. They get their past confused with the present, and they tend to react off the cuff or have reactions based upon past experiences that then bring the difficulties of past experiences into the current time, and the problems continue. Well, we were naive when we came in. We felt that if we simply explained the truth and gave the knowledge, that people would be in prison time and pick up on it. However, the people were not in prison time, and they were influences by the shadows of the past. And these influences from the shadows of the past distorted their look of the present, and it made for a difficult harmonization between peoples everywhere. And as the Ra group, we gave our knowledge freely, and we expected the priests then to give their knowledge freely as we gave them knowledge, and to freely share it. However, they glommed onto it, and they made secret societies and did not share the knowledge. And they felt that they were superior for having this knowledge, which was not even from their experience. It was from knowledge we had freely shared. So we were naive about how the priests would handle the knowledge that we freely shared. We hope that this group now, we see that it has a lot of the markers that we had hoped for with sharing knowledge previously. And we hope it will bring knowledge and wisdom to your people.
Thank you. You know, it's that's one of the reasons why we give things away for free. It's one of the reasons why LL Research, which is who channeled the Rock Group, puts, even though their books are on Amazon, they have PDFs that everyone can download. Because when you're not turning something into a profit, it causes people not to say, well, it's all available for free. What do we want? We can't make a secret of it anymore. And so that's one of the things that I adopted, understanding some of these things that happened in the past. And some of you may be wondering why the Ra Group was speaking to us. Remember, we have this very unusual situation in our group. And, you know, we've talked about the Elohim group and the Ra group, and that I started learning about the Ra group before I was introduced to the Elohim group. And I had a connection energetically with the Ra group. And then when I was with Daphne, the Elohim group started talking to me. And then with Terry, at one point, they said we had an energetic connection with both groups and that they had combined on the other side to help answer our questions from a broader spectrum, a bigger expanse. Because one group, that was an example of the Ra group coming in and focusing on them in particular to answer that question from Jim. So thank you so much. And Valerie in Livermore has been asking us a question for about a month now. And 7:53, we have about maybe 4 minutes. And for those that you don't know, you know, I explained to you that both group souls respond to being asked. And so we do a planetary healing right after this call where we bring their energies in and we go through a lot of asking. And for new people on the call, you're welcome to come in to Whole Planet Healing, which you can get the phone number at wholeplanethealing.com, wholeplanethealing.com, one word, or Hives will give it to you when we finish this part of it. It's got a different phone number and a different access code. But and then we just all move over to there. And Valerie's question is that her father passed on December 19th, and when the mortuary truck showed up to pick him up, she went to sit in her van, and all of a sudden her doors locked and the alarm went off. I then phoned my mother, and it happened again. My best friend Susie showed up, and it happened again. She and I just looked at each other, and I said, wait a minute, I know who this is. So I told my father, that's very funny. You're annoying the whole neighborhood. Please stop. And so it stopped. And then Christmas Day after dinner, I just had to tell everyone what had happened, and my brother thought I was a nutcase. So I told him, I'm going to ask Dad to show you I'm not crazy. The next day, my brother's precious BMW in the garage had all the windows down and the sunroof open. He was not a happy camper. I told him, Rich, who else would dare mess with your car except Dad? So I told him I would ask you to confirm that it was our father. And she's making the request to tell us something that only my father and us would know. I don't know if they're going to do that, but you never know. I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We, first of all, from a distance connection, we do see, yes, it was your father. And when you speak with him, or when your brother speaks with him, or the family members speak with him, in general, he can hear you. He is grateful for being heard, and he thinks it is funny to have set the alarms off. He has wanted to be heard and to not be ignored. We are not into proving that someone is someone, but you can set up proof of your own, and indeed, you have set up proof in that you told your father to stop, and the locking and the noise stopped. And so keep on speaking to your father as he can hear you, and he says, kids. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. We're going to end this call. Guys, what's the number for Whole Planet Healing?
How funny dead people can be. The Whole Planet Healing phone number is 720. I need to think. I say it wrong. 712. Sorry. 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513. I repeat, 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513. Thank you.
And keep in mind, if you didn't write that down and you want to get on there, just go to wholeplanethealing.com. We do this call every night at 7 o'clock Pacific. And it's usually about a half hour, okay? Sometimes shorter, sometimes a little longer, but they're very cool. So we'll see you all there if we do. And if not, I thank all the new people for checking us out tonight and the old people for asking questions. And Valerie, send me an email. Let me know what you thought of their answer. Okay? We'll see you later.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Valerie, I love your dad.